and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. Hey guys, I first want to just apologize to tell you that this is not the podcast that I just promised in the last podcast, which was a teaser for doing another interview, which I know you guys really like, and I really like doing them. That's going to be a little bit delayed, and well, has been delayed because I was out of town for a while, and then my dog got really sick, and then I got really sick, and we're both still sick. Luckily, I'm feeling a lot better, no fever, but if I cough during the podcast, I apologize in advance, and I may have to like cut the recording, so just a forewarning. Today, I'm going to talk about something miraculous that happened with thyroid in me. And then my next iPod podcast, which I'm going to do right after, I'm going to talk about CBD and CBD oil. But that one's going to be a shorter one, but it makes sense to divide that up. So first, like I usually do, I'm going to do a check-in. So for the past few months, I have been feeling really good. And it all has to do with thyroid, but it's very tricky and mysterious. So let me just start from the beginning. So about a year or maybe a little more, I can't remember. I started seeing an endocrinologist, for, was it just thyroid or just because my, I can't remember why, like I specifically went to an endocrinologist, but, he did a bunch of tests, found out that my, you know, certain hormones were low. My thyroid was low. Progesterone was low. Estrogen was low. Testosterone was low. And yes, women have testosterone, just not as high as men. But it is an important hormone. And so he first started wanting to put me on those hormones, and I did not have good reactions to the testosterone. Made me super anxious. Progesterone, it's like being on, like having PMS, not mood symptoms, but, I had sore breasts, and it just, that wasn't fun at all either. I may, actually I think I'm going to try, Chaste Berry, which is supposed to balance out hormones. But anyways, if I haven't talked about this before, but I probably have, I am fully menopausal now. And I am young for that, but it runs in the family young. Actually my mom went through, menopause like before 39 because her period stopped at 39 and my sister was 40. Although my sister also has an autoimmune, disease, which could have played part to that. So, anyways, I'm 50. So, anyway, I'm getting off track. So the endocrinologist, he then, you know, said my thyroid was low. Oh yeah, that's why I went to the endocrinologist. So this is also interesting to my whole thyroid discussion, and I know I've mentioned it before, but so my T3, so we have T4, which is thyroxine 4 and thyroxine 3. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. T4 and T3. And then you're probably mostly familiar with the TSH test, which is thyroid stimulating hormone. I know that's why it's just better to call it THS. and that's usually what they test first and only to see if it's within a normal range. But it's this whole normal range thing's very questionable. If you do the research, they've changed what the normal range is 6 times over the last 25 plus years, maybe 30 years now. So they don't really know. And there are plenty of people that are within normal range of THS that still have low thyroid symptoms, particularly women have a lot of thyroid issues. But anyways, it took until I had a really good doctor finally that would start referring me out to the specialist, because before that, these doctors and PAs I were seeing would just, like, if they had no idea what it meant, they would just ignore it. So he did do the thyroid test and did find that my thyroid was low, which was interesting that my THS was low, because it hadn't been low before, but maybe menopause affected the THS. Because before I had normal THS, but low T3. So he put me on thyroid, and the thyroid made me hypomanic. And that's actually not surprising to me, because before I was on any antidepressants or mood stabilizers, the thyroid helped my mood and helped my energy. And I was within normal range. That doesn't mean that I didn't need a little bit of thyroid, though. As I said, normal is very questionable. But then what happened was she gave me too much, and then I had to go off it. And I'm starting to think that, at least for me, thyroid can possibly change back and forth. And it's really important, if you're on mood stabilizers, to get your thyroid checked regularly, I'd say every 6 months, because especially lithium, and I've told you before, I don't like lithium because it has some severe and permanent side effects, and thyroid will affect your lithium, Seroquel will affect your lithium. I think many of the mood stabilizers will affect your thyroid. And I say affect lithium, affect thyroid. I'm a little brain out, dead, little brain out of it because I'm sick. My thyroid was low. He put me on thyroid, just the generic Synthroid, and made me hypomanic. But I was on Prozac at the time. And so we started tapering down on the Prozac, and I was still hypomanic. And so then I went off the thyroid. So I actually went through this process a couple of times, where I'd lower the Prozac, go in thyroid again, and it would still make me hypomanic. So on the third round, because then what would happen was my thyroid would still be low, I'd be depressed. The Prozac wasn't doing enough at the level it was, because if I raised the Prozac, then I'd become hypomanic. And when I say hypomanic, I especially am talking, for me, the energy, because I have the mixed symptoms and I get hypomanic or a lot of energy, especially in the evening when I don't want that energy, and it's very uncomfortable. They also call it agitated depression. But I can, of course, get the energy and I'm not depressed, which not being depressed, of course, is the goal. So this third time, I decided to go off the Prozac entirely, because I'd rather be on, I think it's more important to take care of, I did some research, it's more important to take care of your thyroid than to be on an antidepressant. I mean, obviously, I want to not be depressed. But if it's the thyroid's making me, elevating my mood, then that seems like the better choice than the antidepressant, because, having a low thyroid can cause, secondary health issues. So that's what I did. So I've been off the Prozac 3 months, 3 to 4 months now. It's been about 4 months, and you know, it was hard going off, definitely had withdrawals and so forth. But I never got seriously depressed. And I should mention, I'm still on Zoloft. So Zoloft's mostly for anxiety for me. The SSRIs work on anxiety for me. So I decided, so I'm still hypomanic, and I'm on the Zoloft, so I decided to start tapering down on the Zoloft. And so I started doing that, I guess it's been I don't know, two months, not quite 2 months, month and a half. But at this point, I had to stop. I missed a big jump. I had to stop taking the thyroid, before I tapered off the Zoloft because I was still hypomanic. So I was off the Prozac, but I was still hypomanic. And so I stopped the thyroid because and it's a hard choice, because when I have hypomanic energy, well, the thyroid lifted my mood, but I had the hypomanic energy, at night, which was not fun. It's not like, you know, a lot of people who are hypomanic, or sometimes when I get really for me, really hypomanic is hardly hypomanic at all. But, like if I have euphoria, you know, of course I don't mind the energy during the day. But at nighttime, you know, when I'm moving, but the restlessness is just very horrible for me. So anyways, I'm not on thyroid and I was still hypomanic, and I'm like, so after 2 months, so we, you know, we stopped the thyroid, and after a month, it should have been out of my body. So here I am, I'm at 2 months and I'm still hypomanic. So I'm like, first I thought, well, maybe I'll raise the SSRI because, not on the mood stabilizer. When I've been on SSRI before and it's been raised, because I take a super low dose of Zoloft, I'm on a half, well, before I was on a half of 25. And that was enough for me, but I am super low dose with pretty much everything. So I decided to raise SSRI because before, when I would raise the SSRI, I would actually become apathetic, which makes sense to me. If like if something makes you not anxious, so a medication that mellows you out or calms you down, if you times that by 10, you can get apathy, right? So that makes sense how that Zoloft worked on me, but. Anyways, I raised it and then I became hypomanic, which you would expect from someone who's bipolar, but I did not expect that. So then I had to start tapering off the Zoloft. And so I tapered back down and I kept on tapering, and I kept on, well, the hypomania was, you know, decreasing. And then it got to a point where I was like, okay, if I decrease the Zoloft anymore, I think I'm going to start falling into depression, right? Which would be the norm for me. And so I'm completely off the thyroid. The thyroid's out of my body, but I'm still hypomanic. So I'm thinking I'll have to go off the Zoloft. So I keep on decreasing the Zoloft, keep on waiting to fall into a depression. And now I'm on 3 months without any thyroid and tapering off the Zoloft for about a month now. I am on a quarter of 25 milligrams, which seems to be my sweet spot. And this is what is so shocking to me. We tested my thyroid. It should have been completely, that was about a month ago. It should have been completely out of my body because that had been 2 months. And my thyroid was normal. Actually, it was a little high. So I don't know if it's just taken a super long time to get on my body. But then it's been another month and I'm still not depressed. I still have not fallen into depression. And I'm really shocked, but also very excited, because even though I'm off the thyroid, it's like that thyroid did something to me. I have a secondary theory as well. but the first theory is that the thyroid like somehow pushed a button, kicked in my thyroid into action. So now it's working normally, but I do have to have it tested again to see where my levels are at. Either that or around the same time I went on thyroid, of course, I did research and I found out again, because I actually had the bottle already, that selenium, selenium. Well, you figure it out. Selenium. It helps support thyroid function. So I went on the selenium as well. So now I'm wondering, is it the selenium that is helping my thyroid? I'm not sure. If I stop the selenium, maybe that will determine it. But I'm going to get a thyroid test and see where that is as well. Another one. But I keep crossing my fingers, but I have not fallen back into a depression, which is very shocking because it has been like 12 years. How's it? 12 years that I have been in this horrible suicidal depression that's unmedicated, right? So I had to share this with you guys. And I'm not recommending anything, and I can't anyways because I'm not a doctor, and I have to make sure I make that clear as a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, and any of my recommendations or opinions are just opinions. So, but you know, always I always say do your research and figure out what feels best to you. And use your intuition. So I will, of course, update you guys as I go. But I'm pretty excited because I feel good and I think I'm like at normal because now that I've tapered down to the quarter of 25 milligrams, 8.5 milligrams of Zoloft. And I'm wondering if I need to be on that at all. But I think I should because I have noticed my anxiety is getting worse, and I've been noticing things with my anxiety that I didn't notice before. So the weird stuff I've been noticing with anxiety is, and I realized growing up that I had these issues as well, but I didn't know it when not being on anti-anxiety or antidepressants. For most of my life, not being on them. But for instance, you know, I said my dog's been sick, and a couple of times this week, you know, she's been sleeping, you know, just very still. And I have this, I look at her, and then I have this fear, what if she's dead? And, you know, there's like, 1% of rationality there. No, maybe a little more, 5% of rationality there, but otherwise it's, you know, very irrational. And, I realized growing up, I would have these anxieties, like driving over a bridge, thinking what would happen if my car fell over the bridge. I mean, kind of doom related anxiety, which is funny because I haven't talked to you guys at all about this, but I'm actually an empath and very intuitive as well. And when a spirit does talk to me quite often, and they're always about danger, things that are going to happen, which you might think that's in my mind, but unless I can read the future, which who knows? and I say that because when you get to a point that you've had all these experiences that are supernatural, you just kind of, you know, think almost anything's possible now. Just noticed I can be a little more anxious about things, but yet in contrast with me not being depressed, I have more confidence. And I just feel so, so blessed and so lucky to not be depressed when I went out of town, because it helped me get through it. And, it would have been a struggle to get through it otherwise. So please cross your fingers for me. If you are the kind of person that prays, I'd appreciate your prayers that, this keeps going. Because, you know, I feel kind of excited about maybe having a life now. and I mean a life outside of my home, that maybe I, you know, once I'm well and my dog's well, that I can start doing some social activities and yeah, have a life. I mean, you know, I've always been so social, so being so isolated feels like I'm not, you know, having a fulfilling life that I want to have. So I'm really praying and hoping for that. At the same time, and I wonder, you know, God is amazing, or the universe is amazing, or whatever you believe in. I am very spiritual, and I will tell you, I used to be an atheist and then agnostic, and just through all my experiences, I know that there is a higher power, and I absolutely know it, because whenever I'm worried, I just put my faith in that higher power, and then good things happen. That doesn't mean that bad things don't happen, like my dog, because it looks like it's not terminal, but lifelong, but she can be treated and have a decent life, and that was really bad. And that came after something that was really good. So I always look for the light, in the dark place, try to make lemonade out of lemons. So, I know I'm getting a little off track there, but, yeah, just, feeling very hopeful about this. The other thing I've noticed with the lowered serotonin, and with the lowered Zoloft, is that my tics are worse. Normally they would get worse and show up later in the day as the hypomanic energy kicked in, because the hypomania also always made my tics worse. And that was really frustrating, but that's why I'd take the benzodiazepine Valium to help with those. But I've noticed that they've been bothering me during the day, and that's kind of a bummer. So hoping that that's just a side effect that will kind of even out, but it may not. I've had tics all my life, and I know that that's not as common for someone that has bipolar disorder, but tics are certainly common with people that have mental illness, and I wonder for me if that was because of strep throat infections. And I've mentioned that before. You can look that up. It's called PANDAS, like a panda bear with an S on it and on the end, can cause tics and OCD in children. The OCD is definitely inherited, though. That runs in my family. Hey guys, I did want to add something else. I'm adding this about a month later. Once I tapered so far down on the antidepressant, the depression came back, and it was depressing, haha. But not all is lost, because there is a chance that going back on the thyroid could relieve the depression, and I may not need the antidepressant. As a matter of fact, after I wrote about this on my blog, and you can get that link at the end of the episode, there was a comment from a young man. Well, actually, I don't know if he was a young man, a gentleman who is from England, and he said that there's a doctor there that treats bipolar patients with just mood stabilizers and thyroid for the depression, which I found very, very interesting. And so even though I ended up going back on Prozac right now and dealing with the side effects of that, so what I need to do is check my thyroid again, because the weird thing was that when the thyroid should have been out of my body, it was still showing as I had thyroid working properly in my body, or my thyroid levels were actually high. So stay tuned We'll see what happens. All right, so I'm going to end here. I will continue to update you on my mood, of course, because that's kind of what this podcast is about, right? And I will be doing that interview with that male friend that also suffers from bipolar disorder. My next podcast I'm going to do right now, talking about CBD, CBD oil, which is basically marijuana, or hemp. You know, hemp is the more pretty word for it. And then hopefully, we'll get that interview done. I don't know when it's going to be, we got to get better here. But once I feel comfortable, that my dog's better, I can take her out. I'll do that interview unless I can convince him to come here, but it kind of makes more sense to go, meet him where we do our support group meeting. All right. As usual, love your, 5-star reviews. That helps encourage me to keep going, and love your feedback. I absolutely love your feedback and love your questions. So, please keep that going. And don't forget that you can leave comments on my blog as well. I haven't written there in a while, but I probably will talk about this thyroid issue is there. And stay tuned for the next podcast if you're going to listen, or I will talk to you later. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it, and it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog. That's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, mixed.wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at Jill Mimo on Twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.